यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन यमुना तीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदस्य श्रीमद्वेंग्रेसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदस्य श्रीमद्वेंग्रेसी भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి అనంతకోడి వైష్ణవ వృందకి ఓ నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓ నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంతస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షురుమిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురువే నమః నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇది నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేషశూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. So today we are starting for the next 10 days on the glories of Lord Ramchandra. So 10th Sunday is the Ram Navami. So various speakers will be speaking on different cantos of the Ramayana. So today we will see just the introduction to Ramayana, you know, what is the importance of Ramayana, why we should study Ramayana, and how does the Ramayana starts, means we'll try to see as much as the time permits. So generally, We know that there are Vedas, Puranas, Itihasas and everything. In the beginning of Kali Yuga, Vyasadeva has, you know, divided the single Veda into different things, and then he wrote the corollaries like Puranas and Itihasas. So Bhagavatam says that Rig Yaju Sama Atharvakya Vedas Chatvara Udhrita Itihasa Puranam Cha Panchamo Veda Uchyate. So the Itihasas Puranas are considered as fifth Veda. So generally people, you know, doesn't give importance to Itihasas, it's just stories. But it is also part of Veda, it is a fifth Veda. Vyasadeva is very clearly mentioning that it is fifth Veda. What is Itihasa? So we have two Itihasas, one is Mahabharata, another is Ramayana. So except Ramayana, everything else is compiled by Vyasadeva only. Itihasa means Itihasa, means that's how it happened. So it's basically, it is a historical narratives which is, you know, recorded. And also it is said that Itihi Puravritta Maste Yasmin Itihasaha. Itihi Puravrittam means something which happened in the past is recorded, that is called Itihasa. So Purana, Pura Apinava, Iti Purana means even though it is very old, but the message is always relevant, Nava. That is Purana. And in Bhagavadam, Vyasadeva mentions, why did he wrote Itihasas and Puranas? He wrote it for a specific class of people. Stri Shudra Dija Bandhunam Trina Shruti Gochara Trina Shruti Gochara. They are not allowed to hear Shruti. इधर आएगा तो अच्छा रहेगा इधर दो ही लोग इधर ऐसा कुछ यू कैन हैव अ चेयर नो प्रॉब्लम श्रुति गोचर ना श्रुति गोचर सो दे आर नॉट अलाउड टू हियर श्रुति स्त्री शूद्र द्विज बंधुना ओनली टॉइस बॉर्न दोज आर टेकन दैट ब्राह्मणिकल संस्कार द्विज टॉइस बॉर्न दे आर ओनली अलाउड टू स्टडी द वेदास So karma shreyasi mutanam shreyam evam bhavatiha iti bharatam akhyanam kripaya muninakritam. Okay. So if they cannot study the Vedas, how they will able to get out of this material world? So kripaya muninakritam. So after considering that, you know, if you know the majority of the people in the society are consisting of this category only, Stri Shudra Dvija Bandhuna. Okay. 50% you can say almost is Stri, and remaining 95% is Shudra Dvija. You know, even now Kalo Shudra Sampa means everyone is Shudra only. So there is no chance of understanding, studying Vedas and understanding the concepts. It's very difficult. So that's why he has put it is in the form of Itihasa, as a story. So there is a difference between the two. Even though intent is same, you know, we will see that intent, that you know, everything is for the glorification of the Lord, but the language used is very different. Even though Vedavyas only wrote the Puranas, Itihasa, in the at least the Mahabharata, and Veda also he is only wrote. So in Sanskrit there is two type of classifications. One is Vaidika Sanskrit and second is Laukika Sanskrit. So Vaidika means it is the language of the Vedas. And it has more rules and regulations applied to that. It is not Laukika. Laukika means it is a spoken language or a, you know, in a normal way, conversations, what we use as Sanskrit is known as Laukika. So what is the difference between the two? There is a lot of rigidity in Vaidika Sanskrit. The words, the pronunciation, the order in which you say. So you cannot change the order of a mantra, the words. But in a normal language or in a prose, you can change it. The meaning doesn't change in that way. But the Vaidika Sanskrit, Sanskritam, is very rigid. You know, it cannot, you cannot change it. You know, for example, the, you know, we know the story of Toshta. He just changed the intonation, the swara. Generally, there is three types of swara also in Vedic, you know, system in the mantra traditions, like udatta, anudatva, swarita, means they, like, you know, normal one is low pitch, one another is high pitch. The same words, the way you pronounce the meaning changes. So we have seen in Bhagavadam how Toshta got implicated in that. So, but this is not applicable. These conditions are not applicable for the holy name of the Lord, means. So, Murkho Vadadi Vishnaya, Dhiro Vadadi Vishnave, Ubhayam Tu Samam Tulyam Bhava Grahi Janardana. But whenever it comes to Krishna or the Lord, holy name, it doesn't apply all these rules of grammatical and the pronunciation and all those things, you know. Even if the intent is not considered, Krishna doesn't consider your intent. Sanketyam parihasyam va stobam helanayava vaikunta nama grihananam ashesha aga haram vidu, means. So there is no rules and regulations applicable to the holy name of the Lord, especially nam namakari bahuda anija sarva shaktir tattarpida na niyamena smaranena kala. There is no time, place or anything. Mantra das tantra jas chidram desha kalarha vastutaka sarvam kurodhi nishchitram anusankirtanam tava, means just by taking the holy name of the Lord, everything become auspicious for that. So even in Ramayana, we can see that the order and all those things are not so important. Valmiki Muni himself says that, you know, ittiktva ramate nama vyatyastakshara purvakam, and ekagra manastre manasatraiva maredi japa sarvada. When the Saptarshis met Valmiki, what they instructed him? You just chant Mara. So if you continuously chant Mara, your intonation and all those things are being taken care. Vityasta Akshara means even if you change the order of the syllables and all those things, it doesn't matter for the holy name. So even though the Itihasas are meant for the Stri Shudra Dijabandhu category, but it also gives the essence of the Vedic scriptures. Vedantartha prakashyate means, you know, prayena purva bhagartho dharma shastrena kathyate idhihasa puranabhyam vedantartha prakashyate. Idhihasa puranabhyam, idhihasa and purana, even though it is in the story form, it gives the Vedanta artha prakashyate. It illuminates the meaning of the Vedanta or the conclusion. Vedesya sarver Ahameva Vedyo. Another verse says, the Dharmartha Kama Mokshanam Ubhadesham Manvitam Purvatram Kadayuktam Idihasam Prajakshate. What is Idihasa? It expounds the Dharma Artha, the Purusharthas. Because majority of the people, Stri, Shudra, Dijabandhu, these categories, they are attracted by the Purusharthas. Through that, they are going to give the moksha. Through that. And Vede Ramayane Chaiva Purane Bharate Tada Ado Antyecha Matyecha Hari Sarvatra Giyate, means you take any Veda, Purana or anything you take, means finally it is only the glorification of Lord Hari. So the purpose of Itihasa and Purana for us is not to study the Veda, is not study the historical part given in that, but to study the Vedic aspect of it. So what is the advantage? It gives a user-friendly way of studying Vedas, in which we can, you know, with examples and the characteristics of different personalities, how do they behave, we can understand the Vedas in an easy way. Because earlier days, only Brahmanas were allowed to study the Veda. So here, it has been removed. So Itihasa and Purana, anybody can study. And it is in a story form. So everybody can remember the story. But along with the story is the essence, the message of Shastra is also like that. So, when you say history, the Itihasa is not like a normal history. It is not in a chronological order or in a linear time frame. You know, this happened. Like, it's not like that. You know, sometimes they jumps up and down, and various stories have been brought in suddenly in between to make make sense to the people, those who are reading, so that they get excited also. At the same time, they also get a continuity of it. Okay, so why, what is the reason Lord wanted to descend? So Lord was in Vaikuntha and he was meditating that, you know, there are at least two type of people are always serving me, Nitya Siddha and Sadhana Siddha or Kripa Siddha. These people are already liberated and they are serving me nicely, you know. But he was concerned about the majority, vast majority, the rest of the people, those who are not yet ready to serve him. So he was contemplating on that, you know, how can I help them? Because they couldn't understand the Shastras. And he was meditating, what could be the reasons why the other people are not able to come to me? Is there anything lacking from my end? Because I am given them the, like, you know, the material body has been given, material senses are given, so that you could perform devotion service and go back to Godhead. So Acharya gives an example. It's like, you know, somebody is drowning in a river and you give him a boat. He jumps into the boat and rather than coming to the shore, he goes directly into the sea. That's what the materialistic people are doing now. We got the body somehow, you know, with a Durlava Manava Janma. With a very difficulty we got this human body, but somehow, you know, we are using it for different purposes. Nadeha Madhyam Sulabham Sudurlabham. So Bhagavatam, so many verses says the importance of the human body. Right? But we are only engaged in Kashtan Kaman, Vidbhujamte, means we are only interested in what the hawks are interested in it. Dogs and hawks are interested in it. So in order to help these devotees, these conditioned souls, Lord given the Vedic scriptures. Okay, you don't know how to come back to me, so there is a manual. You please study and then you can come back to me. But even after giving the Shastras, after writing so many things and everything, he could see that some people are able to understand it, but majority doesn't have a proper understanding. You know, and some develop misunderstanding, and the third type is counter understanding. The purpose of the Veda itself is lost. You know, so you can count on your fingers, very few people got the proper understanding of the Vedic scriptures. Some was lacking in the proper understanding, but they were endeavoring. Some misunderstood and some counter understand it. So Bhagavad Gita also says, Krishna, in the beginning only he says that, Yamimam Pushpidam Vajam Pravadandi Vipaschita. You know, Veda Vadarada Partha Nanya Sthidi Vadina Bhogeshira Prasakta Anantaya Bhagavata Chetasam Vivasayatmika Buddhi Samadhauna Vidhiyate. So when you understand that the purpose of Veda is only to get Artha and Kama, you forget about Dharma and Moksha. Your only intention is to get Artha and Kama, you are lost. Na Anya Sthiti Vadina. They very strongly propagate that, you know, Vedas, the purpose is only to do this. Then immediately Krishna says, Traigunya Vishaya De Veda, Nistraigunya Bhavarnya. You reject the Vedas. In fact, actually, you go through Gita, Hridayanand Maharaj in his book says that first 10 or 11 times, wherever Krishna mentions of Veda or Shruti, he actually uses it in a rejecting context. And Gita is supposed to be the essence of all the Upanishads. And again in the second chapter he says, Sruti Vipratipannate. When you are free from the flowery language of the Vedas, Yadastyasati Nishchala, Samadhu Achala Buddhi. So when you get that steady intelligence, when you are cross the Sruti Vipratipannate, the flowery language of the Vedas, so many, maximum people get stuck up in that flowery words only. So the Lord was contemplating, means even though I have given the Veda scriptures and everything, this, you know, these people are not able to make use of it. They are not able to understand it. So while he was contemplating on this, the other side, Ravana, he was carrying on his tandav. You know, his atrocities against the devotees, you know, all irreligious act he was continuing in his full throttle veins. So then Lord Brahma, Shiva and other demigods came and even approached Lord and told, you know, you have to do something. You have to intervene and you have to do something for this. And then, thirdly, Dasharatha Maharaj is also very dejected because he doesn't have any son. So he was also desperately praying to the Lord that at least give me some child. There is one child. So considering all these situations, Lord decided that, okay, this is the right time that I can descend. The main purpose was to teach the ignorant people of this material world how to act the Vedic, how to live a life based on the Vedic scriptures. That's why Lord Ramchandra is known as Maryada Purushottam. He followed all the rules and regulations of the scriptures, Varnashrama Dharma, what is the duty of a son, you know, to the father, and all those things very nicely he practiced himself, because we all need some examples in our life, means. As I mentioned, you know, many people cannot understand abstract instructions. They need somebody practicing, acharati. You know. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam also, if you see that, it is more on how devotees' lives are there, means how they practice the principles of devotional service in their life. So the Lord personally wanted to exhibit these qualities, how you need to make use of Veda and how to practice it, and then finally you can go back to the spiritual planets. Then the Lord decided that, okay, I have to now descend. So he appeared as Lord Ram and he killed Ravana and he showcased the religious principles of how to execute one's responsibility towards the father. That was exhibited through his life, means. And then as a Lakshmana, he destroyed the sons of Ravana. Through that he was showcasing how to serve the Lord. And third, as Bharata, he banished the Gandharvas and demonstrated that how to depend upon the Lord. And third, Shatrughna, he killed the Lavanasura and showed us that how to serve the Vaishnavas. What is the duty of serving the Vaishnavas? What is the importance of that? So the Lord appeared, you know, in the womb of Kausalya, Kaikeyi and Sumitra, in these four personalities. So Lord Ram is the Supreme Personality, you know, Deeparcharevahi Dashandaramabhyabhetya. Like, you know, even though he is coming as an incarnation, he has the full potency. He is coming for a specific purpose. But still he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Lakshmana, Bharata Lakshmana Shatrughna, so in Laghu Bhagavadamrita, Rupa Goswami says that Lakshmana is, so Lord Ram is of Dhruva grass, the lustrous Dhruva grass, newly grown Dhruva grass, that is a color, like, you know, lights green, we can say that. And Bharata had a dark blue color, and Lakshmana and Shatrughna had a golden complexion. So Shatrughna and Lakshmana was twin brothers. So it is said that in some days of Brahma, the conch and disc, the chakra, shank and chakra appear as, shank appear as Bharata and chakra appears as Shatrughna. and Lakshman, Adishesh, Anandashesh appears as Lakshmana. But in some other day, so both Baldev Vidyabhushan and Rupa Goswami says this, that in some other days, it is a Vyuha expansion of the Lord Himself. Okay. So the Lord appeared. So now Brahmaji is thinking. He is thinking one step ahead. You know, ये सब मूर्ख लोग हैं. भगवान आके दिखा के भी जाएगा, बाद में वापस भूल जाएंगे, है ना? कितना बार बताने के बावजूद भी समझता नहीं है लोगों को. Means people don't understand, they don't retain what they are learning from the people instructions. Repeatedly we have to instruct them. So better, even before I forgot, let me write down what Lord Ramchandra has done. So he compiled the first Ramayana. And it has 1 billion words. And he was very graceful that he didn't brought that to the earthly planet. So Jiva Goswami, in Bhagavadam, last 13th chapter, 12th canto 13th chapter, records from Matsya Purana that Valmiki nabhi yat proktam Ramayana opakyam uttamam Brahma abhihitam chatat shatakodi pravistarat shatakodi. Brahma anabhihitam means Brahma has written the entire thing in 1 billion verses. And then Ahritya Naradayanaiva Valmikiya Punapuna Valmikena cha Lokeshu Dharma Kamartha Sadhanam. Brahma called Narada Muni and he taught him the entire thing, the Ramayana. Then Narada was merciful. Narada came to Valmiki Muni and taught him in 100 verses, the 1 billion to 100. So, as a zip file, he has given him. But then again, Valmiki Muni expanded it into 24,000 verses. So, that's how the present Ramayana, what we are having, Valmiki Ramayana, we have, it is 24,000 verses. So, the first chapter of this Balakanda is the compressed version of first sarga of first Balakanda is Narada Muni's version. That is sometimes known as Sampeksha Ramayana. So many people recite it every day. You know, as a childhood they practice that. So much 100 verses you can easily memorize it. And that in that he has covered the entire Ramayana. So the details are there, that how many verses are for each cantos he has given in that 100 verses. And then Narada Muni, so after Brahmaji spoken to, taught Narada Muni about the Ramayana, Narada Muni comes to Valmiki, Valmiki's ashram. So then Valmiki noticed that Narada Muni is coming. So as like any saintly person comes, so Narada Muni is the spiritual master of Vyasadev. So he immediately offered obeisances and served him nicely and offered him a nice place. And in those days, actually, intelligent people, whenever they see sadhus, you know, they ask intelligent questions, means not absurd inquiries. You know, how long I will live, you know, how many wealth I will can accumulate, not like that. So they always ask about the well-being of the entire populace or entire society. So here also Valmiki Muni was very in a humble way he was serving, and then he had a long desiring, he wanted to ask a question. He was for a long time he was meditating on it. Is there any example? So he has studied the entire Shastra, Upanishad, thoroughly. So Upanishad has given so many qualities of the Lord. So he asked a question, and a very pointed questions. He has the auspicious qualities of the Lord and ask him, is there any person having these qualities? So in Bhagavad Gita we know that Tadviti Pranivadena Pariprasnena Sevaya means. So you have to serve the spiritual master, you know. So if you have a spiritual master, then only you can understand the Shastras. Acharyavan Purusho Veda. Acharyavan, one who has an acharya, that Purusha can only know things. So here Narada Muni is there, so Valmiki want to take advantage of it. And also Shastra says, na prishta kasyachit bruyat. Na prishta. If somebody doesn't ask, you don't give the answer also. Don't speak. So generally spiritual masters, unless and until they are prompted to speak the relevant questions, they don't speak in generally about the message of the Shastras. But Prabhupada was more merciful, so he was going out and giving the message. So Valmiki asked Narada Muni. So this is the first verse of Valmiki Ramayana. Tapasvathyaya niradam tapasvi vagvidham varam Narada paripapracha Valmikir Muni pungava. Tapasvathyaya niradam tapasvi vagvidham varam Narada paripapracha Valmiki Muni pungava. So he is offering his obeisances and glorifying Narada. Who is Narada? Narada means Naram Dadati Iti Narada. Naram means two meanings. One is water, another is knowledge. Narada, one who gives the knowledge. Here Narada means this. So he Narada Paripa Pracha. So Valmiki is, how he is asking? Very humbly. So that is one of the important aspects we need to see, that again he is showing by his own example. So it is not in a challenging mood we ask questions. If you want to learn and progress in spiritual life, so you should always have that humble attitude. So even while asking, not challenging, in a humble way he was asking, paripapracha. So he was giving three qualities of Narada Muni here. Tapasvathyaya niradam, vagvidam varam, munipungavam, three things. So, tapasvathyaya niradam, what does that mean? Tapasvathyaya niradam, he is absorbed in the austerity and Vedic studies. Narada Muni is always meditating on the Vedic scriptures and he is always performing tapasya. So, by these three qualities, Valmiki is saying that you are always, you are always following the Vedic tradition of teachings. Sravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. So tapasvathyaya niradam contribute to sravanam. He's always hearing and studying the Vedic scriptures. Then vagvidam varam. Vak means, vak has two meanings. One is the words and other things is also Veda. Vagvit. Vagvit means one who knows the Vedas. Vagvidam. Amongst the people who knows the Vedas, vagvidam varam, you are the Sreshta. Vagvidam varam. So you are the best among the people who knows about the Vedas. And so that is like mananam. Vagvidam varam. You are Sreshta means you are always contemplating on the Vedic knowledge. And munipungavam. Munipungava means you are the pungava. Best among the sages. Like that. So Acharya says that, generally a text starts with a Mangalacharan, auspiciousness and other, to bring out that auspiciousness. But here straight away tapasvathyaya niradam, tapa. It is austerity, starting with austerity only. So Acharya says, no, it is again auspicious only. Taka, takaro vikna nashaka, ta. Whenever you are starting ta, takaro vikna nashaka, it is auspicious. It always removes all the obstacles. So then, next four verses, Valmiki is asking about that specific qualities. He is asking about 16 qualities of, he is actually asking, projecting 16 qualities and asking, is there anyone having such qualities? Okay. So he says, Konu asmin sampradam loke gunavan kacha viryavan dharma jnyascha kritaknyascha satya vakhyo dhravradaha. Charitrena chako yukta sarva bhudeshu kohita vidvan kakha samartascha kascha yeka priyadarshanaha atmavan ko jitat krodo dhutiman ka anasuyaka kasya bibhyati devascha jada roshascha samyuke. So he is asking 16 qualities. So Acharya says that these 16 qualities are, you know, the 16 faces of the moon, which Valmiki is using to glorify the real moon, Ramachandra. So glorifying in that. So the first one is Gunavan, you know. So why Valmiki Muni was asking these questions? So the Shastra, it has been mentioned the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or Absolute Truth. But it is not very specifically, very, very clear in some places that whether it is Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma or who is actually that worshipable Lord who is having these qualities. So he is asking, Konu Asmitin Sampratam Loke. So he has a relevant question, Sampratam, right now. Where? In this loke, in this world, is there any person having this quality? Because when, so this Valmiki wrote Ramayana, you know, actually after the six, the candles were over almost. So while Ram was going for the Vanavasa, he was passing through the ashrama, he met Ram also. It's not that he was not knowing who is Lord Ram. But to establish that Ram, the same Ram, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Valmiki is asking these questions. Because otherwise it is very clear. Nobody in this world has these 16 qualities. Means, actually in return, in answer, instead of 16, Narada Muni gives 64 qualities. 64 plus qualities of he describes. He says who is that person, and then he says, you know, he has much more qualities than what you spoke. So to establish the Lord, so that's why Gunavan. The first one is Gunavan. Who is that Gunavan? So Gunavan has two meanings. Like, you know, Balavan. Balavan means who has the Bala. So Gunavan in the sense means who has that qualities, Guna. Another thing is Guna itself has another meaning, that, you know, the possessing a nature where all the worldly differences erased out of the heart. So Gunavan, one is who is having all the qualities. Second is, meaning is that who doesn't have any worldly differences. He doesn't consider or discriminate people with based on the bodily connections. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, Uddhava says that, he glorifies the Lord that, Kim chitra machudata vaita dasesha bandho daseshu ananya saraneshu yadatma satam yoro jayat sahamrgai soyami sharanam srimad kirita tatapita tapada pitei. You know, kim chitra, what a wonder. You know, what a wonder. What is a wonder? You know, soyami sharanam srimad kirita tatapita tapada pitei. The demigods, Lord Brahma, Lord Indra, they are all waiting in line to touch the tip of their crown at the lotus feet. Pada Pida, not even Pada, Pada Pida. Pada Pida is where you keep your feet. Means there is a, like, you know, Prabhupada has one. No? So the entire, the biggest personalities of the material world is waiting to touch the tip of, that shows, you know, their awe and reverence. They are ready to do anything for you. And what Swayam Isharana, what is he doing? Daseshu ananya sharaneshu yadatma sat. Yo rochai sahamrgai. And when these people are waiting in line to offer their respects, and he was spending his time with monkeys. How many gentlemen in the world would like to spend their time with monkeys? Yes. But there is a reason. Yoroche ananya saraneshu yatatma sadam. Why he was spending time with those monkeys? Because they have taken exclusive shelter of him. So it is not the, you know, so he is not even even in the fifth canto of the Kimpurishta Loka, there Hanumanji also says that, you know, I forgot the words, but he says that, you know, it is not about the birth and all those things, qualities, everything matters. Otherwise, why Lord Ramchandra should have spent time with us, the monkeys? Nobody would like to spend time with us. They always see us as like in a joking joker type of people. Anajanmanunam bhavadona saubhagam. That verse shows. So that is what the word gunavan means. Then viryavan, the one who has the virya. Then dharmajnascha. Dharmajnascha means, so one who knows about dharma generally and specifically. Who is that person who knows the dharma very specific and, you know, in general and in specific also? Who is that person? Then kritajnascha. Who is the most grateful person? Kritam kritopagaram jnanati iti kritajna. One who can remember whatever service somebody has done, he is the most kritajnascha, kritajnata. That's grateful person. And we can see that, you know, even Sudama was also meditating while he is going back, you know. Kinchit abhi means actually what I have done means, you know, tandula means mushti. I have given only one fist of poha, chip rice, to Lord and written what he has given me. He has embraced me and even given me. Who can be more merciful than the Lord means? Even if you kinchit abhi means, even if you do a small activity for him, he considers that is a very big thing. Kritam kritopagaram. But in the material world, it is no matter whatever you do, people feel are kuch kiya nahi mere liye. So Krishna is always waiting for that. We just take one step and just, that's why he says, patram pushpam phalam dvayam. You just even offer one flower. Of course, means Krishna shows sometimes to teach somebody, he takes another form also. In Bali Maharaj's Yat Padayo Rastadadi Salilam Pradaya. The Brahmaji is confused and he's asking, you know, you are saying that you offer one flower, one fruit or anything, you become very, you are pleased with him. But here, Bali Maharaj is offered the three worlds. And you are making him like, and that is not with a bad intention. Aviklava mana means, he has given you the good intention. Still you are torturing him like an animal. So that is for a specific purpose. So he is kritajnascha. Then satyavakyo. He never speaks untruth even in the crisis. That is satyavakyo. So Rama himself speaks in Ramayana only. Andritam nokta puram me nacha vakshe katachana yatate pratijanami satyeneiva shapamit. Even in the future also I will speak only truth. So that is satyavakyo. Then dhravrata. Now he is very resolved, very resolute in his determination. So he is saying that even I may, like, you know, forgo Lakshman, Sita and everybody, but I will never forgo natu pratijnanam samasrutya brahmanebhyo visheshataha. I will never give up the word I given to brahmana or to my devotee. I may give up Lakshmana or I may give up Sita and all those things I can give up, but I will never give up their words. That is dhritavrata. Then the next is charitrena chako yukta sarva bhudeshu kohita vidwan ka ka samartascha kascha yeka priyadarshana. Charitra. Charitrena. That means who always follow Vedic customs. So Valmiki is asking, you know, who is the authentic person who doesn't transgress the Vedic principles? Charitrena. You know. Then sarva bhudeshu kohita, who is well-wisher to all the living entities, who benefits all the living entities, who is that person? Then vidwan, who knows all the scriptures. Then samarthascha. Samartha means samarthya, who can execute anything. And eka priyadarshana. Priyadarshana, we know that. He is the only person whom, you know, taking and seeing him is very priyadarshana, means very pleasing. And atmavan ko jidokrodha dhitiman ka anasuyaka kashya bibbadi devascha jada rosha samyuge. You know, atmavan. Atmavan. You know, atmavan means self-control. He's very alert always. దట్ ఈస్ త్రైగుణ విషయావేద నిస్త్రైగుణ్య భవార్జున నిర్ద్వందో నిత్యసక్తక్తో నిర్యోగక్షేమ ఆత్మవాన్. ఆత్మవాన్ దేర్ ఆల్సో మీన్స్ దట్ వన్ హు ఇస్ వెరీ అలర్ట్ ఆర్ వెరీ యునో ఈస్ ఏబుల్ టు కంట్రోల్ ద సెన్సెస్ ఇన్ ఎ ప్రాపర్ వే. దట్ జితక్రోధో జితక్రోధ హీ హాస్ కాన్కర్డ్ ద క్రోధ. అండ్ దుతిమాన్, దుతిమాన్ మీన్స్ ఈజ్ వెరీ స్ప్లెండరస్. సో జితక్రోధో దెన్ ఓకే ఇట్స్ కమింగ్. అనసూయక, అనసూయక ఈజ్ నాన్ ఎన్వియస్నెస్. దెన్ బిభ్యతి దేవశ్చ జాతరోష సంయుగే. జాతరోష మీన్స్ వెన్ ఎవర్ ద యాంగర్ అరైసెస్. So even the demigods become afraid of, in whom the anger arises. When we become angry, even the demigods become very fearful. Who is that person? You know, so these are the 16 qualities Valmiki wanted to, who has these 16 qualities that Valmiki wanted to know from his, and he then glorifies, you know, you are the only person who can answer these things in next few verses. And then he says, then Narada Muni speaks straight to the answer. Ikshaku vamsha prabhavo, ikshaku vamsha prabhavo ramo nama janai srutai, ramo nama jana srutai. He is famous as Rama. Niyatatma mahavirya dhritiman dhritiman vashi. Then the second line onwards is again the qualities chalu means start for next. And at 10-15 verses, he speaks about the another 64 qualities in response to that. Ikshaku vamsha prabhavo ramo nama jana srutai. So there is a person who in Ikshaku vamsha, very specific, Ikshaku vamsha rama nama jana srutai. People know him as Rama. So from there onwards he speaks, and then he speaks, summarizes the entire Ramayana in that 100 verses, and then Valmiki departs. So after seeing of Valmiki, Narada Muni departs. And after seeing of Narada Muni, Valmiki wanted to just go and take bath in the Tamasa river. So he calls his disciple Bharadwaj, please come, we will go. So it was such a pleasing atmosphare in that river, Tamasa Nadi. So where there is no mud, the water is very crystal clean. So he tells his disciple Bharadwaj to take the water from there. And he was sitting on a nice place. So he was looking, so he could see two Kravunja birds, you know, chirping of very melodiously they are cooing. That. So while he was observing like that, suddenly one arrow comes and kills one of the Kravunja birds. And the other, so it was basically the male bird was been killed and the female was crying like anything. So out of us, nowhere Valmiki is pronounced a curse suddenly. Ma nishada pradishtam tam agama shashvati sama. You know, yatra kauncha mitunat ekam avati kama mohitam. Spontaneously this verse comes into his mind, he speaks out. And then he realizes what he spoke. Because generally, as a sage, even many Rakshasas comes and disturb their yagyas and everything, they do, even though they have the power to curse, they don't do anything. They just depend on the Lord. But why did he curse this? He was also, you know, so then they came back to ashrama. So Valmiki was contemplating. But Bharadwaja, his disciple, he heard the shloka. He memorized on the spot only. So he could remember. So he was asking, what did I spoke? Then he told, Ma nishadha na pratishtam tam agama shashvati samam. Tam agama shashvati samam. So they started contemplating on that. Why did I spoke it? So Acharyas gives three meaning to this verse. Because this is actually Valmiki's first verse, Ramayana, is this. In some Acharya says that. Because this is the meter in which he composed, this is the, you know, like, you know, you can see the sample words based on which the other verses, 24,000 verses, have been composed in the same meter and structure. So Ma Nishada means Nishada is a hunter. And Ma Nishada Pratishtam means his rest of his life. So he was cursing that hunter for what abominable activity he has done. That he was cursing that you never attain a fixed position in your life. Pratishta tam magamat shashwati sama, not for some period, shashwati sama, for the years to come, for eternity you will never get a fixed position. Why? Because yet krauncha maithunat, you kill the couple, one among the couple, ekam avathi kama mohita, because they were about to unite, you killed it. That is the literal meaning of the words. So people may ask, why Valmiki cursed that hunter? So we study in the Shastra that when a Kshatriya goes for hunting, killing the animals, we say that it is his Kshatriya duty, dharma. He has to kill, practice. So in that sense, even a hunter has a kula dharma. He lives by, his food is by killing the animals, he takes that food and he lives by that. But why did a sage like Valmiki has to curse him for that act? He has done his dharma. So the first one speaks about the curse, the second one gives the reasoning. Yat krauncha maithunat. Ekam avati kama mohita. Kama mohita. So as we say, in the scripture there are general instructions and there is specific instructions. So even a kshatriya, when anybody going to hunt, when a animal is going to have and a union with their partner, counterpart, kama mohida, you cannot kill them. That will be one of the nastiest way of dealing with the people, means. Even in animal species, you should not kill an animal or any bird or anything when they are about to unite. So then Acharyas explained that how can a sage like Valmiki do this curse? That is also in the beginning of another shloka, is in the beginning of glorification of the Lord. It's starting with a curse. So Acharya says, no, there is no fault of Valmiki. Because he himself is bewildered. How did I pronounce this verse? He is also not able to find out. So the later on, Brahmaji comes and explains. It is not you. I only instilled Saraswati Devi to come and speak this verse. I have a specific purpose for this verse. So it is ordained by the higher authorities to speak that verse so that in the same meter and the same style, he can compose the entire Ramayana. That's why it is known as Kavyam. Okay. So another meaning given by the Acharyas is that, since this is the first verse Valmiki spoke in the Ramayana, other than interacting with the Narada Muni, it cannot be a curse. It has to be something auspicious. So Acharyas are very expert in deriving the meanings, intricate meanings of the Shastras. That's why we need Acharyas to understand the Shastras. So this is Ma Nishadha. Ma, who is the Ma? Mother Lakshmi. Nishada, Nishada has another meaning, is the residence. Nishidam iti asmin is the meaning of the wherever you reside. So Ma Nishada means wherever, who is Ma Nishada is Vishnu only, where Lord Lakshmi or Goddess of Fortune resides. So Ma Nishada and Pratishtam Tomagamas Shashwati Sama means may you attain glory for an unlimited number of years for all time. So it is actually glorifying Lord Vishnu only. So it is a Mangalacharan only in that way. So Krauncha Mithunath. Okay, the first one is cleared. What about the second one? Krauncha Mithunath. It refers to Ravana and Mandodari. The Krauncha. is here. And ekam, in one, tamavadi, you killed one. You know, kama mohita. Ravana, he was kama mohita. He was overcome by the lust. So you killed him. So you killed a rakshasa who overcome by lust, who was troubling the people because of the lust. So kama mohita. So this is the second meaning Acharya gives about Manishrata, that verse. And third meaning is that Acharya brings out is that this verse briefly hints the events related to the Ramayana in a comprehensive manner. This verse actually gives a bird's eye view into the entire Ramayana. How? Manishrata is the residence of Goddess of Fortune. That gives the Balakanta, the events at events that is described in Balakanta, that culminates in wedding of Sita Devi. That is Manishrata, that indicates. Then Pratishtan Tamagama, may you attain the glory. That is Ayodhya Kanta. That is, till he is carrying out the orders of the father, that is up to that, in whatever is set out in Ayodhya Kanta, that is the Pratishtam Tamagama. And Shashwati Sama, for unlimited years, that reinforces Lord Ram's maintaining his glory while in the forest by carrying out his promises to the sages. That is in the Aranya Kanta. And the next Kraunja Midunath, that contains three cantos. One is, first it is referred to the crooked Tara and Vali, and the Ravana and Mandodari also. Okay. So Tara and Vali comes in the Kishkindha Kanda of the fourth canto. And then it's also Kraunja Midunath is when Ravana abducted Sita. So there was a pain again there. You know. So in the Sundara Kanda also, the Kraunja Midunath is been given. And then finally in the Yuddha Kanda, Ravana and Mandodari. Also this verse. So these are the three ways Acharya has explained this first verse, Manishrata, Pratishtam, Tamagama, Shashwati Sama. And it says that now, Shoka Slokattam Agada. This sloka came out of Shoka. That Shoka, Shoka means the pain. Why? Because the entire some of the Acharya says that the entire Ramayana, the predominant emotion is that sadness. Everywhere you can see somewhere over the climax comes, there is suddenly some twist and the pain, lot of pain is there, sadness is there. So suffering turned into a poetry, that is Ramayana. So then what, then there were Valmiki Muni start meditating. So actually Brahmaji comes again. So when he is sitting in the ashram after coming back from the Tamasa river, Brahmaji comes and then he explains. So again he offers respects and everything and giving him a seat and everything. Then even while Brahmaji was sitting in front of him, he was meditating on this verse only. किधर से आया ये वर्ड समझ में नहीं आ रहा कैसे बोला मैं कभी कभी होते हैं है ना विद इवन विद अस आल्सो वी से समथिंग टू समबडी एंड देन रेस्ट ऑफ द डे वी कीप अरे हाउ कम आई स्पोक दैट थिंग टू हिम मींस ही वाज रिग्रेटिंग सो ही वाज एक्चुअली थिंकिंग मा निषाद सो देन ब्रह्मा जी हर्ड दैट वर्ड्स देन ही इंटरव्यूड एंड टोल्ड डोंट वरी दैट वर्ड्स वाज स्पोकन यू नो बिकॉज ऑफ माई विल सरस्वती हैज स्पोकन थ्रू इट नाउ आई इंस्ट्रक्ट यू दैट यू राइट This Narada has already given you, and because of your good qualities, you will be able to see the entire episode. Wherever you are lacking, everything will be revealed to you. You now start writing the Ramayana. Now you have to start writing it. Then after instructing, Brahmaji leaves, and then Valmiki start meditating. How should I write it? The Ramayana. So again, Ramayana. As an itihasa, it's a story, it's a kavya form. So he himself says that what is the main, even though it is an itihasa, which is dharma artha kama mokshanam. Right? So it is enhancing that dharma artha kama moksha of the people. So here he specifically says dharma artha guna samyuktam, kama artha guna samyuktam, dharma artha guna vistaram. So it is kama artha guna samyuktam. It is blended with kama and artha. Guna means sometimes it is guna has two meanings. One is repetition and another is, you know, secondary also guna means. Various meanings. Guna means, you know, the triguna, the rope. So many meanings are there, and Amarakosha says about that. So repetition, worship, senses, secondary, rope. So many meanings are there. So here, kama artha guna samyuktam and dharma artha guna vistaram. So even though there is, you can see that kama and artha has been samyuktam. It is blended, mentioned here and there. But what is the primary thing Valmiki Muni is speaking? Dharma artha guna vistaram. Primarily or predominantly, Ramayana is speaking about dharma and moksha. But in some places there is kama and artha is also there. The purpose of mentioning dharma, kama and moksha is don't go in that way. In that context he is speaking, and he is, you know, giving the kama and moksha, kama and artha to desist people from not going into that area. But the primary focus is dharma artha guna vistaram. It is abundantly, vistaram, vistarena, means abundantly, profusely he is describing what is dharma, what is the purpose of this life, how to achieve the moksha, you know. Sarva shruti manoharam, you know. So kamartha guna samyuktan, dharmartha guna vistaram, samudrameiva ratnadhyam, sarva shruti manoharam, samudraiva ratna, means just like in a samudra, in an ocean, you get, even though there is so many living entities and so many things are there, but it also has the ratna, the jewels. So people go for actually taking the jewels, but less intelligent people come with some bones or some, you know, fishes and all those things. But intelligent person goes and deep and get the only the jewels. And it is also sarva shruti manoharam. It is very pleasing to hear this kavya. And then this is the context, or this is the, you know, the content of the shatra. It is dharma. Dharma artha guna vistaram. And then he says that, you know, it's actually whose katha, whose story it has been mentioned. Generally Ramayans means it's the activities of Lord Ram, right? But Valmiki says the other way, means he says Kavyam Ramayanam Krishnam Sitayas Charitam Mahat. Again, there is primary and secondary things. You know. Kavyam Ramayanam Krishnam Sitayas Charitam. It's a Mahakavya. What is speaking about? Sitayas Charitam, not Rama Charita. Of course, Ramka Charitvi, he mentions, he also includes Rama. How? Pulastya Vadham Iti Evam Chakara Charita Vrata. Pulastya Vadham means Ravana was coming in the disciplic line of Pulastya. Pulastya Vatham. So Rama done killing of. So in that way, Rama's glory also comes in that. You know. So it's basically Sita's charita. You know, the story and activities of Sita Devi is described in the Ramayana. You know. There is a reason for that also. So generally, it says that, you know, there are three kinds of compositions. One is like the Shastras, Vedas. They are like masters. Straight, direct hit. You have to do this, nothing else. That is Vedic scriptures. Then the second is like the Itihasas, you can say that. Historical narrations. So they are like well-wishing friends. You know. So they don't give you direct feedbacks. They give only indirect way, they tells you. And third one is one step ahead, that is Kavyam, you know, which is poetry, that is considered as when a beloved wife speaks to a husband. It is only suggestiveness. You know, they only suggest, not even indirect, there is suggestiveness. So Ramayana is actually has these two aspects. Not it's like a Shastra, it's direct hitting on the principles. So it gives a historical aspect of the narrating the story in a chronology and other things. That is like a communicating like a well-wishing friend. And a poetic aspect, Kavyam. That poetry is like a suggestiveness of a wife, beloved wife. So there is no pressure on that. So some people say that Kavyam Alapanam Stavarjayet. In a Shastra, injection is that we should not study Kavyas, poetry. Acharya says that poetry is romantic poetry of the materialistic people. But this is Kavyam Mahat. It is speaking about Sidaya's Charitam. You know, Krishnam Sidaya's Charitam. So it is primarily speaking about Sita's activities. So there is a saying that, you know, Prada Dyutas Sangena. And a Prada Dyuta Prasangena Mathyane Sri Prasangataha Ratrau Chora Prasangena Kalo Gachati Dhimata. How intelligent people spend their time? In the morning, Dyuta means morning Dyuta Khelenge. Now in the morning, they don't play dice. Dyuta Prasangena. They study Mahabharata in the morning and afternoon, Sri Prasangena. Why it is three prasangena? Because it is Sidaya's Charitam. It is Ramayana. They study Ramayana. And in the night, Chora Prasangena. Who is Chora? Vrajaya Prasittham. In the night, they study Srimad Bhagavatam. Kalav Gachadhi Dhimadam. That's how intelligent people spend their time. Maybe we can note of this. Okay. So, why it is Sita Prasang, Sita's Charitam? Because she has a specific role. You know, her role is the mediator between the conditioned soul and the Lord. In many instances, we can see that. You know, that Indra's, that crow, what was his name? Jalandh, Jayanta. And in such instances, we can see that how Sita pleads, even though she was hurt, she was pleading to Ram for the protection of the Lord. So his role as a mediator between the conditioned soul and the Lord is very important, and it is predominantly that has been shown, that why we need the mediator for our, you know, spiritual advancement. So that is brought out in Ramayana. So one of the qualities of Rama is Dhirodatta. Dhirodatta means who is hero with a characteristic such as mercy and avoidance of self-praise. This is even Prabhupada in Nectar of Devotion, he mentions this. Lord Ramchandra is, when he is speaking about Dhirodatta, that quality, he explains that Lord Ramchandra is known as Dhirodatta. So it reinforces that it is Sidaya's Charitam only. Otherwise, when Lava Kusha, and Kusha and Lava, when they went to the assembly of that sacrificial arena, and when they sang the Ramayana. So if it was about Lord Rama, and Rama is Dhirodatta, how can he hear his own glories? He will not allow that to happen. But he heard it very patiently because it is Sitaya's Charitam. So it was speaking about Sita. And iti eva. So the first line is speaking about Kavyam Ramayanam Krishnam Sitaya's Charitam Mahat. So it is giving, it is Sidaya's Charitam. That is the primary focus of the Ramayana. And secondary, Pulastya Vatam Ityeva Chakara Charitavrata. So Ityeva, that is was primarily for Sita, and secondary, Pulastya Vatam, that is for Lord Ram. So then Valmiki Muni, he himself says, what is the content, you know. Chaturvimshat Sahasrani Slokam Uktvan Rushi, Chaturvimshat Sahasrani, 24,000 verses is there. And Tada Sarga Shatan Pancha. You know, Shatan Pancha means No, see, Tada Sarga Shatan, six candles, then Panchashatat Khandani, Sarga, 500 Sargas, and Tada Uttaram, Uttarakanda. So that means seven candles in that. So this is the introduction to Ramayana. So there is various Ramayans, like as I mentioned, one is Valmiki Ramayana, then there is Sankshepa Ramayana, the first chapter of Ramayana itself. That is Narada Muni's abridged, you know, means condensed version of Ramayana in 100 verses. And then some acharyas says that there is Gayatri Ramayana also. You know, in every canto, you can see that Ramayana start with, you know, the first letters of like Tapas Swadhyaya Niridam. Tatsavritirvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. All the 24 verses, 24. Every 1,000 words start with the letter of Gayatri. So that is also people take it out and recite as a Gayatri Ramayana is also there. Now just last, we also in Sri Sampradaya, so there one of the major book is Ramayana only. And then said that Ramanujacharya learned many things from Ramayana through his Shiksha Guru, Shailapurna. And they bring out that 18 cardinal principles of Ramayana. So one of the commentators on Ramayana, Govinda Raja, he brings out these 18 points in a very systematic way and explain how Ramayana brings out, this is the essence of Ramayana. We don't have the time to go into the details. I will just read out the list. So the first one is Paramatma Tattvam. Means understanding who is the Paramatma. You know, Rama's absoluteness. Paramatma Tattvam. Second is Upaya, the means to know him. Kaikarya. Kaikarya means the service attitude, how to serve him. Then Purusha Akara, then human aspect. Then the Adhikara. Then Adhikara Paratantriya. Adhikara Paratantriya means dependency on the God or the Lord. And Bhagavata Paratantriya, depending on the Vaishnavas, mercy of the Vaishnavas. Artha Panchakam, the knowledge of the five means, so they are specific to them. And Panchaka Jnana is there, Artha Panchaka Jnana. Akinchatvam, Ananyagaditvam. Akinchatvam means Ananyagaditvam. Without any motive, we should how to approach the Lord. Then Acharya Varanam, you need to, the importance of accepting a spiritual master. Outkantya, Outkantyata, you know. Longing for the, you know, means the akamsha, what do you call that? Eagerness to meet the Lord. And pravartan, what is our behavior? And vasasthana, place of residence, where we are ultimately going to reside it. Then Narayana Mantra Dvaya. So in Sri Sampradaya, there is Narayana Mantra Dvaya, you know. Sri Narayana, Srimate Narayanaya Nama, then Sriman Narayana Charanam, Charanam Charanam Prabhadye. Then Gayatri, then Durvichara Parihara, how to negate the negative thoughts. Samsara Jihasa, how to negate or how to escape from this samsara. And Chatushashti Kalamyatva, means that 64 qualities, 64 arts, how to teach. So these 18 principles have been very vividly explained and ingrained in the Ramayana. So this itself is can be another topic for class. Last time also, Gaurambhu also gave this class. So thank you very much for your patient audience. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavadam ki, Sri Ramachandra Mahotsav ki.